Good morning and welcome to day 26 of my top tips on creating a stronger personal presence. And if you listened to yesterday's tip, I was talking about the importance of giving before you receive. Really important out on the networking circuit, for example, that we're not just there to promote ourselves and sell our services, but actually we're looking at how to help others. And this applies, obviously, when we're meeting with prospects and across social media, that it's not all sell, sell, sell and me, 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 but actually, how can I help you? And I'd like to carry on that theme of giving before receiving today by talking about supporting others' events and special occasions in other people's businesses. And these happen all the time. If you're like me, then I'm sure you get invited to a lot of book launches, to launches of new parts of a business, to networking events that people are running, charity events. And I try whenever I can to support my fellow networkers, people that I know that are doing something for whatever reason where they want to attract other people. And giving our time is something that's really special. All of us have got limited time. Our time is very, very precious. So when we give up that precious time to be at an occasion, an event that a colleague has organised, then that really says a lot about our support for them. So do try to fit those occasions in. And when you do, go the extra mile. So take somebody else with you. Let your database know what's happening, where you're going. Give them a reason to come to this event. Is there a great speaker? Is it a brilliant networking opportunity? Will they learn something new? Is it a chance for them perhaps to display their goods if they sell products? But do let your database know what's coming up, include them, and take some people along with you because that looks so supportive. And when we start supporting our fellow networkers, our colleagues, then of course they want to support us. Again, that's not why we do it, but it's that old law of reciprocity. I don't know why I keep using that word because I always stumble on it, but you know what I mean. It's that reciprocal benefit of you give and other people want to give back. And then when you're at the event, make the most of it. So be one of those lovely people who mingles, who goes and talks to strangers, who introduces people. Make the most of that event and make other people feel at ease, because at every event we go to, there will be people that are feeling a bit nervous in company that don't know many people and are just hoping that somebody comes and talks to them. So be that lovely, warm, friendly person that's very happy to involve everybody else and introduce people to key people that you know. One of the things I always like to do as well when I've been to an event is to email and thank the organiser. Thank them for the time and effort that they've put into the event. And if you can think of something specific that was really good about that event, then it makes it even more personal. And a lot of time and effort goes into the event, not to mention the nerves that people are going to actually come and that people are actually going to get something from it. So there is nothing better afterwards than getting a flood of emails from grateful people who just tell you what a great job you've done. So take a little bit of time to send a thank you. And then it's also great if you can get it out across social media. I've just been today to so-and-so's book launch. What a fabulous book, what a great crowd of people. Or I've just been to the launch of so-and-so's new business. What an exciting new business. This is where you can find out more about it and put a link to their website. It's incredibly supportive if you can just take a few minutes to do that and to get other people's presence out across the social media that you use. And all of that just raises your personal presence. It shows that you care about other people, not just about yourselves. It shows that you're a big supporter of other people and that you are really inherently invested in helping others succeed. So have fun with tip 26, and it is lovely to give back because what you get from that is a whole lot of lovely, grateful people who are very happy to be in your circle. Look forward to seeing you on day 27.